This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in the last two Mishnahs here of Season 6, looking at Chapter 6, Paragraph 10, hopefully finishing off, and then we'll take our big summer hiatus before we come back, God willing, for Season 7 with the Living Lessons Pirkei Avos, very family-oriented. We're going to do it family-style with hopefully stories and cute stuff that the kids can also benefit from, God willing, next season, next year. God willing, Ritz Hashem, Bli Neder. Let's look at 6:10 Vav Yud. Chamisha kinyanim kana HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'olamo ve'elohin Torah kinyan echad, Shemayim ve'aretz kinyan echad. Avram kinyan echad, Yisrael kinyan echad, Beis Hamikdash kinyan echad, Torah minayin dechsiv Hashem kanani reishis darko kedem mefalav me'az Shemayim ve'aretz minayin dechsiv komar Hashem Hashemayim kisiv ve'aretz adam agli yizabayis hashedim eliv yizamakol minuchasi. Very famous pasuk that we say sometimes in the Haftorahs. Ve'omar mar abu ma'asech Hashem kulam mechach ma'asisim al aretz kinyan echad. Also very famous. Avram minayin dechsiv ve'yivarchei ve'yomar baruch Avram lekel ayon v'hoikane Shemayim ve'aretz. Yisrael minayin deksiv ad yavoram chashem ad yavoram zukanisa ve'omer lekdoshim asher ba'aretz hima ve'adira kol chetz ve'bam beis hamikdash minayin deksiv machon hashiv tachapata Hashem miknash Hashem konenu yedach ve'omer vayivim el gavol kachor har ze kanta yiminau. Lots of sukkim to prove this out. There are five acquisitions that the Holy One, blessed is He, made in this world as follows. Torah is one acquisition. Although God created the entire world and everything in it, there are five things that are called His acquisitions because He treasures them more than anything else. Just as an item one pays to acquire must be precious to Him, or else He would not spend money on it, so too these five things are called God's acquisitions because they are especially precious to Him, as Midrash Shmuel points out. The Torah is the most cherished of the five acquisitions, Sferishel points out, because it is the purpose of creation. Nachalas Avos points out, the world was created so that mankind would hear the word of God, which is in the Torah, and obey what He says. And we know that heaven and earth are one acquisition. Heaven and earth are the necessary environment in which people learn Torah and obey its commandments. Chassid Yavitz points out, everything in heaven and earth was designed for that purpose. First Israel points out, Avram is one acquisition. Avram was beloved by God because he was the first one to fulfill the goal of creation by teaching the word of Hashem to others. As he traveled, he spread awareness of Hashem, influencing masses of people to abandon the ways of idolatry and recognize the one true God. First Israel points out, Israel is one acquisition. After Avram died, his children, the Jewish people, continued in his ways, spreading the knowledge of Hashem in the world, Tiferes Yisrael points out. And the temple is one acquisition. When the divine presence returns to the temple will be the source from which Torah, the purpose of creation, spreads to all the nations. As it is said in Yeshayah, many nations will go and say, come, let us go to the mountain of Hashem, to the temple of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways. We will walk in His paths, for the Torah will come forth from Zion, and the word of God from Yerushalayim, Tiferes Yisrael points out. The Brisa cites verses from which it is derived that these are God's acquisitions. We know the Torah and heaven and earth and Avram, Israel's one acquisition, temple's one acquisition. Where are the verses to show this? Where is it known that the Torah is God's acquisition? For it is written, Mishlei, Hashem acquired me the Torah at the beginning of His ways, before His works of old. The Torah is saying that it came before the creation, before His works of old. And it was the first step in the process of the creation, the beginning of His way, Rashi to the verse. When God decided to create the world, He wrote the Torah to serve as its blueprint. God then created the world based on what was written in the Torah, like a builder uses a blueprint to construct a house, Sefer Yisrael points out. From where it is known that heaven and earth are God's acquisition? For it is written, thus said Hashem, the heavens are my throne, the earth is my footstool. What house could He build from me? What place could be my resting place? God declares that no structure built by man is big enough to hold His presence, which fills the universe, with the entire heavens as His throne and the entire earth as His footstool. Since God refers to the heavens as His throne, which is the symbol of monarchy, the heavens are so important as to be included among God's acquisitions, Midrash Shmuel points out. The fact that God chose the earth to be His footstool also demonstrates the significance of the earth. However, the proof is not that strong because a footstool is less important than a throne. Bryce therefore proceeds to cite another verse regarding the earth. So then it says that it is stated in Tehillim, how numerous are your works, Hashem, with wisdom you made them all. The earth, which is your acquisition, is filled with them. According to the translation of the verse, it says explicitly the earth is God's acquisition, pointed out by Midrash Shmuel. Where is it known that Avram is God's acquisition? Because it says in Bereshis Malkitzedek, blessed Avram, saying, blessed is Avram by God, the Most High, maker of heaven and earth. The Bryce understands the words maker of heaven and earth referring back to Avram. Blessed is Avram by the God, the Most High. Avram is the because Avram is the maker of heaven and earth. Avram is called the maker of heaven and earth because they exist in His merit. We can derive from here that Avram is one of God's acquisitions. Since heaven and earth are acquisitions, the person who enabled them to exist certainly deserves this title, Midrash Shmuel points out. Where do we know that Israel is God's acquisition? It is written in Shemos, until your people pass through Hashem, until this people that you have acquired pass through. It also says in Tehillim, Tehillim, for the holy people who are on the earth and the mighty ones, all my desire is for them. The verse states that all of God's desires for the Jewish people, the holy ones, the mighty one, because they fulfill the purpose for which the world is created, Rashi points out. Therefore, fitting to call them God's acquisition. Though the previous verse, until this people you have acquired passes through, states explicitly that God acquired the Jewish people, doesn't prove on its own that Israel is an acquisition in the sense of beloved possession. Since that verse was stated soon after the exodus from Egypt, might mean that Hashem acquired the Jewish people in a literal sense by freeing them from slavery. The Brisa therefore adds, the second verse to show God acquired them because they are precious to Him, from pointed out from the Derech Chaim. I don't know about the temple, God's acquisition, for it is written in Shemos, the foundation of your dwelling place that Hashem made, the sanctuary, my Lord, that your hands established. It also states He brought them to the sacred boundary, to this mountain, the site of the temple that His right hand acquired. This verse describes God as having used both hands to build the temple. By contrast, regarding the creation of heaven and earth, God said in Yeshaya, my hand laid the foundation of earth. My right hand is measured out the heavens. If heaven and earth are considered God's acquisitions, despite having been created with only one hand, the temple which was built with two hands certainly qualifies for this state. And this title, Medrashmul points out, the Brisa therefore adds that not only the temple itself, but also the mountain on which it was located, is one of God's treasured acquisitions. This is so even when the temple is not standing and the mountain is desolate, as Medrashmul points out. So remember, we're all acquisitions. We should do what our can in our life to make sure we're involved in Torah mitzvahs and chesed, to be that acquisition and to make wonderful things in this world. Join us next time as we finish off this season on the Perkei Avos, Season 6 on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.